You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike. I'm excited to get this man back in studio. Always makes time for us when he's out here in the Mile High City. And this weekend, he is going to be at Comedy Works downtown in Larimer Square. I'd like to welcome back Ron Funches. What's up, man?
Thank you for having me, Big Mike. You guys have such a great radio voice. I love it.
I appreciate that, man.
Of course.
Welcome back, man.
Thanks for having me. It's always good.
You came on a good week because, obviously, I mean, you're bringing the comedy this weekend to Comedy Works. Monday and Tuesday, I was just at Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. So, I mean, it's been a great week for me right here.
I was wishing that I was here for the whole week.
I was hoping you were going to come in early, man.
I didn't know. I wasn't unaware of where it was located. But, yeah.
I love meeting fellow WWE fans. And, I mean, you're a big fan. You got Funchamania going wild across the country.
You got to. I love it my whole life. And that's the biggest event in my world is WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So, when I did my comedy tour, it's got to be Funchamania.
Yeah, exactly.
People got to know. It's running wild.
This is like the first, like, I've never sprung for it. I think this coming year, I think New Orleans or whatever, I might have to sprint, just make the trip out there.
It just makes sense because you got all the wrestling and then you got all the debauchery.
Yes.
It seems like a great time. Shrimp po' boys, come on.
I'm going to New Orleans actually for the first time Halloween weekend here in 3 weeks. Three weeks from today, I'll actually be flying out there for the very first time. So I made the mistake of Googling my hotel and looking at all the restaurants within a 1 mile radius. Oh, I was starving last night. Big Mike's about to be Bigger Mike. Hey, you know, I think since the last time I've seen you, you're Little Ron, man.
I'm Tiny Ron.
Look great. You've lost a lot of weight, man. Congrats.
Yeah, from my heaviest, I'm down to 140 pounds.
Oh, man.
Which is a person, a good lady. And I'm just feeling great. Got a lot more energy, just nice. Feeling great. Had sex standing up. So that's fun. I'm just learning a lot about myself and new boundaries.
Nice, man. Well, congratulations on that, man.
Thank you.
So you're here. What's been going on with you, man?
I was just working, trying to get better, trying to upgrade, basically. Yeah. You know, I was doing a lot of work on, like, Undateable, Powerless, being, like, you know, the quirky, funny guy, and I'm trying to turn myself from weight loss, acting class, other stuff, to more of, like, a leading guy.
Yeah.
And I've just been working on projects, and I shot this show, Comedy Central, with Reggie Watts called Taskmaster that'll be out later in the fall, and just working, trying to get better.
There's a lot of comedians that do different things that when they get into the TV and acting world, like some obviously fit into the comedy world. Do you want to do like any drama or do any like non, you know, kind of comedies? Yeah.
I'm open to everything. Yeah. My biggest thing in life is trying to do things I've never done before. I don't like being bored. So anything that's a challenge for me, as long as I'm interested in it, I'm all for it. I would love to do drama. I'd love to be in a play. I'd love to do anything that, because I never thought, you know. This to me was impossible. Someone would interview me in the morning and stuff. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, if I can do this, I could do anything.
Exactly.
So I'll push it my gifts as far as they'll take me.
Basically. Well, you'll be bringing your gifts this weekend. It's at Comedy Works downtown in Larimer Square. There's a few tickets left. If you want to get them, you got to get them at comedyworks.com right now. You know, the country right now, the world, I mean, there's just so much craziness happening left and right every single day. And, you know, with comedy, you have an opportunity to give people a reason to smile, people a reason to shut their brain off from all the negativity that's happened in the world. You know, obviously Las Vegas just happened, which was, you know, tragic. You know, when you get a chance to get on stage, do you ever feel like a responsibility, like, you know, to make people laugh, to make people's days better and, you know, just kind of give them something to, you know, take their mind off?
Well, I always feel a responsibility just in general to try to be positive and spread positivity and leave the world a better place than when I came in it. And my way of doing that is by making people laugh and being funny, and I take that very seriously. And I feel like me in particular and the type of comedy that I do is kind of an oasis from that type of world, because I don't do any politics. I don't do anything like that, because they never interested me.
Yeah.
And so I like to just introduce you to my world, try to remind you of all the positive things that come in life, and which is my comedy in general, is trying to find the positive in negative situations.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't, you know, sometimes people want that more. They want to hear the politics. A lot of times in comedy, it's less about laughing and more about, oh, I agree with that. I thought that too. And that's a style of comedy, and I don't really do that. I'm more like, you want to hear about my son and the video games I've been playing and all of this and me losing weight? That's That's all I really care about.
Well, I have a slight little beef with you because when you walked in here, you know, I saw the hoodie. I was kind of hoping maybe you were going to bring the NES Mini in here. You came in here empty-handed. I appreciate that, man. Like, I thought maybe you were going to carry it around with you so that you could, if you meet new people, you could play, but okay.
Yeah, I didn't travel with it. I brought three other video game systems with me to Denver, but I was like, bringing the NES Classic might be a little too much. So I brought my PlayStation. I brought my Switch. I brought my DS. But I'm like usually a walking electronics boutique.
What sucks about the NES Classic is like when it was coming up, leading up, like I knew it was coming, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." I didn't necessarily like I wasn't pining to go wait in line or anything. My friend like checked in that morning trying to go to Best Buy to get it. I'm like, "I'm gonna go get one," but then it was sold out everywhere. And then now just the fact that I can't have one irks me more than anything else.
That's what gets you.
And I'm
right?
like, you know, one of my friends ended up getting it, so I'm like, one way or another, I'm gonna either sneak in his house and take it, or he'll let me borrow it. Like. I'm like, I just need it for a weekend. I just need to get Super Mario Brothers out of my system, and then I need to get Star Fox out of my system, and I'll be good. And yeah, I saw your Instagram picture with both of them.
Hang out just normally.
I'm saying, hey, man, I'm down with it, man. We can watch the wrestling, and then freaking, I can kick your ass in some Super Nintendo.
Okay, challenge.
Well, you're here this weekend, man. Comedy Works Downtown. You know what? What you got lined up next, man?
I'm just mostly working on trying to put an hour together to sell to whoever will purchase it. Netflix, Comedy Central, HBO,
Netflix.
Whoever will have me.
Hulu.
And yeah, get at
Come
me.
Come on, guys.
And then just writing. I'm working with Seth Rogen and his production company about trying to put a show together, basically about my son and I. And just really just trying. I got a lot of ifs, ands, and buts, but nothing concrete going on. And then just working on stand-up, getting better. It's getting better and better. Yeah. People are really loving my hour. I'm really loving my hour, which is most important. And just trying to become a better person, better father, man. That's it.
Where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at Ron Funches, Instagram at Ron Funch. And then just, you know, my website, ronfunches.com. We keep it updated. You can find out where I'm at. I'm all over the place.
Well, thank you for making time for us, man. I got a busy day ahead. You got a great weekend ahead. And go get the tickets right now. ComedyWorks.com. Don't be upset if it sells out and you didn't get your tickets. You have an opportunity right now. ComedyWorks.com. Ron, thank you so much for making time for us, man.
Always a pleasure, big
guy. Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.